At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday. More phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. Reggie Miller will stop by. Lakers are looking for a new head coach. We'll talk to Reg about what the Lakers' philosophy will be, should be, as they move forward. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. The USFL makes history with a special opening night. The Birmingham Stallions face the New Jersey Generals. The USFL kicks off Saturday, 7:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. I'm old enough to have gone to the inaugural press conference of the New Jersey Generals, when Donald Trump was trying to bring in a lot of big-name players, spending money, Doug Flutie, Herschel Walker, and covering the USFL. You didn't have big crowds, but you did have a lot of talent. This time around, the USFL, it's more of the novelty of, hey, you'll watch football at any point, no matter who's in those uniforms. And they're trying to get some names in there. But what the USFL did and didn't have the patience was, I'm going to spend money on Anthony Carter leaving Michigan, Jim Kelly, Steve Young. These are all great players. Herschel Walker, Doug Flutie. Now all of a sudden you're going, wait, Reggie White's playing in the USFL. Well, it's hard to do it. And I do believe if the USFL had more patience and started to accumulate a couple more players, then maybe the NFL would have absorbed a couple of those franchises because they would have had too much talent. And I actually covered the USFL trial against the NFL. When the USFL won and they got a dollar, and then they tripled or trebled the that verdict, they got $3. And then soon after that, the USFL dissolved. But you know, good memories of covering those teams. The LA Express with Steve Young, but Doug Flutie. Flutie had his press conference at Trump Tower in Midtown, and Donald always liked fountains. If you play some of his golf courses, he loves these waterfalls. And they're holding this press conference, and you got a waterfall, and you can't hear because there's a waterfall behind Doug Flutie. And when Herschel Walker went there, that was a big deal because you're thinking, These are first-round, top-five kind of players. And Steve Young, that was a big deal. Just not sustainable. Yeah, Paul.
It feels like this current version of the USFL is close to partnering with the NFL in some fashion. They're with their partners, Fox, NBC, and the NBA. You know the NFL has to bless any type of partnership like that. Don't you think if the USFL treats themselves as a G League to the NFL and maybe even partnering with the XFL, which is supposed to happen next year, they could sustain themselves?
Well, I don't know if the USFL as long as they know they're not competing with the NFL, because you had owners who wanted to compete with the NFL. You know, Donald Trump wanted an NFL franchise. He thought, this is the way we get it. We can get some stars in here. I'm going to have an NFL team. But the XFL has The Rock. You know, you're trying to lead with something here. And USFL, if it finds its way, it's, hey, we'll be your minor league system here where players can be developed. And then, you know, maybe you get that chance to be drafted or signed by a team as a free agent. Yeah, Paul.
There's some stories out there that says the USFL is going to officially or unofficially partner with the NFL. It's trying out new rule changes, like a three-point play or like a chip in the football. The USFL said they might do a chip in the football for the goal line and first down line. And the NFL could try it out in the spring and then decide whether they incorporate that technology in the fall.
Hmm. Reggie Miller will join us coming up. As I mentioned, Frank Vogel, well, he was told last night after the game, this is how it sounded when he met with the media.
Frank, right at the end of the game, Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted that the Lakers are going to be firing you, a decision they'll let you know tomorrow. Have you communicated with the front office at all about your future? And I guess what's your reaction to hearing that?
My reaction is I haven't been told. I'm going to enjoy tonight's game and what our guys did tonight and the way we finished out this season. I'm proud of our guys tonight.
That's it. Now, what's your plan as you move forward here? And do you want that job? I know that you want to be a head coach, but there are certain situations where you go in and it just feels like, I'm going to get the blame. I'm not going to get any credit here. It felt like LeBron got the credit, Frank Vogel didn't, and then at the end, Frank Vogel got the blame, and nobody else has. Now, you can say LeBron a little bit because he wanted Westbrook in there. Anthony Davis with the injuries, you know, that's going to happen. Happened to Golden State, happened to the Nets, you know, happens to all players, star players. And, you know, you start to look at how that team was built. Like, what did you expect that team to be? And the fact that they couldn't even make the play-in game. I mean, and they were not engaged. I remember watching, it was probably a game in February, and they were in the huddle. And I'm big on watching body language. And it just looked like, you know, it's just another game. And I think they might have been playing Denver. And I thought, you know, get pumped up here. Get excited. Is anybody, you know, enthusiastic about this? And you didn't get that. And that concerned me. It just felt like they were going through the motions here. Yeah, Paul.
I'm surprisingly excited for the play-in games the next two nights. I think it's Tuesday, Wednesday night. Cleveland, Brooklyn. You like Cleveland.
Yeah, I do.
And a lot of people didn't watch them this year. Then you got Clippers, Minnesota. Wednesday night's your Charlotte squad versus Atlanta. San Antonio versus New Orleans.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
It feels like it's, you know, like a... It means something because they're going out fast.
By the way, Austin Reeves joins Elgin Baylor, Jerry West, Magic Johnson, and Lonzo Ball as the only rookies with a triple-double in Laker history. Austin Reeves went for 31, 16, and 10.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
The NFL has fully embraced legalized sports gambling, fantasy football, and the move has brought the league a lot of money. But it's also made it easy to forget that there's real people who are playing on Sundays. You know, they have families, their husbands, their fathers. There's much more to their lives than just football, but we look at them as a commodity. And that became evident over the weekend, unfortunately. Former Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins passed away. He was hit by a dump truck early in the morning, and he had an impact in his college career, had a chance to go to Pittsburgh Steelers. He was with Washington as well, and there are people who still treated the tragedy without humanity, and it's unfortunate, but you know, the league has stated that it wants to depict players as more human. Now, whatever that means. Also, on Hard Knocks, the NFL just recently stopped showing players getting cut. Like, they're trying, I think, to present these football players as people. And Dwayne Haskins deserved that. Adam Schefter had a tweet that didn't go over well. You know, when you say he struggled to stay in the league, you know, with stops in Washington and Pittsburgh. That doesn't need to be in a tweet. Somebody just died. Somebody just got killed. You know, and this was pointed out to me. Let's say Tim Tebow had passed away. Would Adam Schefter have said, struggled to, you know, stay on as a backup quarterback? You know, the Jets, the Patriots, all of these different teams. And the answer is no. And Dwayne Haskins deserved better than that. I still don't know what the details are of it. That's what I'm curious about, of being on the road, crossing the highway at 5:30 in the morning, and then he got hit and got killed. Gil Brandt, longtime front office person with the Cowboys, had an unfortunate radio interview that was live and said some things about Dwayne Haskins. You know, he's 90 years of age. Probably shouldn't be doing live radio interviews. But Adam Schefter did go back and clean it up, and rightfully so, because it just felt really insensitive that you're not looking at him as a person who had a wife, family. It was struggled to, you know, latch on to an NFL team. Never should have been in that tweet. Let's see. Get a couple of phone calls. Gibbs in Virginia Beach. Hi, Gibbs. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dano. Hey, everybody. How's it going? Just wanted to weigh in. Treble damages is what you were going for.
There you go.
Not exactly Atticus Finch here, but I can't add that.
Okay.
The Dwayne Haskins thing is just very sad. I mean, not only was he a former Redskin commander now, but we lost in our hometown Sweet Pea Whitaker in the same fashion, crossing a street. Late night, and there are not a lot of details around that. So really feel bad for the Haskins family. Best and worst of the weekend. Don't have a worst, but Scotty just finishing off playing in the final group on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, man. That was fun to watch. And just hope y'all have a good week, man. Take care.
Thank you, Gibbs. Yeah. Scotty Scheffler, I don't know what happens now. He's 25. He's won 4 of his last 6 events. Can he embrace being a star? Do people want to have him on their shows? Late night TV? No. I don't know. Now, we would have him on the show, and there's a chance we'll have him on maybe tomorrow, but it's a little bit different for our audience. It's a sports audience. If you're saying, hey, he's going to be on Fallon or Kimmel, Colbert, I don't know if they would want him or he would want that. I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, you won the green jacket. You know, you got to think of this and say, how much entertainment is here? Like, you don't get to bring your clubs with you, where that's your entertainment, is doing something incredible. Now you got to sit and talk about what you do that's incredible. And I just don't know if he has that personality where you're going to go, hey, tonight we're going to have such and such and Masters champ Scotty Scheffler. Great player. Played wonderful. But also, what's that mean for some of these other shows? Yes, Todd.
So he won't come out and dance like they do on Ellen and stuff like that? He probably won't see Schefter
doing that. I don't think so.
Probably not.
I don't. But I'd love it if he did. Of all the shows, I love that you brought up Ellen.
I'm just thinking of, like, even comedians go on these late night shows and they often bomb when they're just sitting there talking. They're not funny because they're not doing their shtick. Or someone that's funny in a sitcom don't have their lines and they're just sitting there talking. And then a lot of times you're often disappointed because they're not as funny as you expect them to be.
Thank you, Todd.
Back to you.
All right. Let's take a break. Reggie Miller will join us coming up next back here on the Dan Patrick Show. Oh, you got to take care of your health. You got to stay active, right? But as we get older, it gets harder. That's why I take M-Drive, supplements for driven guys who refuse to let age beat them. Let age slow you down. M-Drive, supplement for every guy no matter where you are in life. And I like to call it the new New Year's resolution. It's in April. You can start a new New Year's resolution. M-Drive Lean, first of its kind protein powder, actually helps you lose weight. Backed by science, contains a clinically tested blood orange extract, supports reduction in weight, waist size, and body mass. Quick and easy. You can add it to your daily routine. Take a scoop as I do. Just put it in your smoothie every morning. And it tastes way better than most protein powders. Find M-Drive Lean at mdrivedan.com. They're going to give you 20% off your first order. Make sure you use the promo code Dan. If you're not happy after 60 days, You can get your money back, guarantee. M-Drive Lean. Make sure you ask for that. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. mdrivedan.com. Promo code Dan. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name. That's my game, bro.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com. More phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. We're up to nearly 400 radio stations, and our latest edition, Sports Radio 950 KJR in Seattle, Seattle sports leader, home of the Seattle Kraken. Reggie Miller, Hall of Famer, Turner Sports NBA analyst, had the Warriors Pelicans And now he's got the Clippers at the T-Wolves. That'll be tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern on TNT. Let's start with the news. Frank Vogel's future with the Lakers. Reportedly, he will be fired today. Reg, your thoughts?
First of all, I'm not surprised, but let me just say this. It is absolutely embarrassing and Bush League what the Lakers have done to Frank Vogel. Look, I know that coaches are always the first in front of the firing line. The coaches are always the first to go. But what they did to this man by really attacking his character, his coaching resume, all behind closed doors, where there's other people that should be held at a higher standard for putting this crappy roster together, like Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss, and even LeBron James to a certain degree, to throw Russell Westbrook and Frank Vogel as they're the only issues that was wrong with the Lakers this season is absolutely embarrassing. It's embarrassing, and it's not right. It's not right. Again, coaches come and go, and did Frank Vogel have his flaws? Sure. Was sometimes his falling in love and out of favor with certain players? Yes, I get it. But let's remember one thing. It's only 17 months ago that they, or 18 months ago, that they won an NBA championship with him at the helm. When they had either the first or second best defensive team in the game. And all of a sudden he can't coach? He can't coach because of the roster. He did not put this roster together. So start talking about those people. That's what's embarrassing, and it's just not right to attack this man's character. It's not. And for him to face the firing squad of the media right after that game, not knowing what his fate is, and for Wojo to report that, and Wojo's just doing his job, which means he's getting sources from someone inside the Lakers organization. There's only so many people that could talk to Wojo that would have that kind of insight. And for him not to know that, it's embarrassing.
Is this a desirable job, Reg? They've missed the playoffs 7 of the last 9 years.
It's the Lakers. I mean, that's like saying the Yankees or the Dodgers. Of course it is, or the Cowboys. It's very desirable, but there comes expectations. They are the world's team, just like the Yankees, just like the Cowboys, and to a certain degree, the Boston Red Sox. Yes, desirable job, but comes expectations.
But also, you don't control a lot in that role, it feels like. And so you're only going to be as successful as the front office is going to make you. There's only so much you could do. They made these moves. LeBron co-signed with this. And then it's up to Frank. You know, the analogy I made is you got a bad meal and you want to blame the waiter, not the chef. And that's what I feel like happened in Los Angeles.
Absolutely. And I guarantee you, if when Frank Vogel was probably approached and says, we're going this way with this roster, he probably looked at him crazy like, there's no way. There's absolutely no way. He did the best he could with this roster. But we knew this back in August when they were putting this roster together. We all said that.
Yeah.
Oh, this roster would be unbelievable if it was 2010. If it was 2010, this roster would be balling. But it's not. It wasn't. But my point is, he is not the only one responsible. Wojo needs to start calling out everyone who had a hand in this. By name. Not just Frank Vogel and not just Russell Westbrook.
All right, what's his team? Now what do you do? You're going to bring in somebody. I don't know if you bring in Mike Brown, but what do you do with the roster? What can you do?
You got to blow it up. First of all, you got to blow it up again. They have 9 free agents, just like they blew it up a year ago. There's 9 free agents. Russell Westbrook, is probably going to opt in for that $47 million. So the bulk of your money is surrounded around three guys. And we know who the three guys are. So now you've got to bring in 9 to 10 new faces that somewhat, and on top of that, find a coach. Find a coach who's going to fit the lifestyle and fit the player complement of LeBron, Anthony Davis, and probably Russell Westbrook, if he's not traded.
Would you entertain the idea of trading Anthony Davis?
Yes, I would. I absolutely would. He's got to show me he can stay healthy. This will only work. They will only be successful if Anthony Davis plays 75 to 78 games a year with LeBron playing a year or two left. That's the only way the Lakers are going to be successful. If he can't stay healthy, which he hasn't over the last couple of years, absolutely. They have no picks. At least you got to take the Oklahoma City Thunder approach to this. You've got to start stockpiling draft picks and assets. The Lakers have zero assets other than Anthony Davis and LeBron James, which I know LeBron's not going anywhere, but it should cross someone's mind, possibly. What could you get for him? You might just have to blow the whole thing up be bad for a while, get picks, and then hope you get lucky during the draft and find a generational player, but you've got to start thinking big picture.
Why is it that it felt like people with the Lakers said, hey, we got all these injuries. And then I started looking at the injuries here, and, you know, let's look at the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry played
Thank you. Thank you, Theodore. Thank you. Stop using that, Anthony Davis. Think of other teams that are in the same position.
Steph Curry played 64 games. LeBron played 56. Draymond Green played 41. AD played 40. Klay played 31. Russ played 78. And the Warriors still won over 50 games. That's what, I mean, that excuse doesn't work.
It doesn't work because of the model you just said about Oklahoma City. It doesn't work for the Brooklyn Nets, who at KD was out. Kyrie played half the games.
Yeah.
James Harden didn't want to be there half the time, and they traded him. They're in the play-in and probably will be in the playoffs. What about Philadelphia with the Ben Simmons saga? You think before James Harden get there, you know, everything was on Embiid. You know, they're in the top four. Everyone goes through injuries. Every team went through a COVID period. Stop using that excuse, Lakers. Stop it.
We're talking to Reggie Miller, the Hall of Famer, Turner Sports NBA analyst. I saw where there's a chance Ben Simmons might be able to play with the Nets in the playoffs. That is a delicate situation to try to put him in now you're in the playoffs here. I mean, what do you think about trying to incorporate him into the lineup?
Look, if anyone probably could do it, it would be Steve Nash. You're right about it being a delicate situation because you don't want to break up team chemistry. But it's a guy who can help you. The thing about why I think it could work is because you're not bringing him in to score the basketball. You have enough of that in Kyrie and KD. What you're bringing him in to do is do what Bruce Brown does, but in a 6'10 body. That means pick and roll, get into the middle of the paint and do those little teardrops, or kick it out to the rest of the shooters like Curry or Kyrie or find KD. So you're asking him to do the little things and be great defensively, which we know he can do. You're not asking him to come in and score 20 points a game. And you're not asking him to play major minutes. If he could give you 15, 18, maybe 20 minutes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it could work. But a lot is going to depend on his health going forward. I don't see him playing in this play-in game, but I could see him in the first round at some point if he's healthy.
The best matchup of the play-in games is which one?
In the play-in games, I really truly believe the one we're calling Tuesday night. Los Angeles Clippers and the Minnesota Timberwolves. It seems like the Clippers, they've been treading water all season long. Injuries, Paul George missed 50 games. He comes back with, 2 weeks left in the season. Norman Powell is back for them. And Coach Lou, he always finds a way to get the most out of his team. And, you know, you're talking about the Lakers and injuries. They were without Kawhi and PG all these games, and they're in the play-in situation. Lakers, your cross-town rivals.
Yep.
So, look, I think that's the best play-in matchup. I'm so excited because people, they really haven't seen Minnesota play. This is Coach Finch has these young guys ready to run through a wall, and their talkative leader, Patrick Beverley, who has his former team in the Clippers, is nonstop jabbering. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fantastic matchup between those two teams.
Should the Suns be the favorites?
They should be the favorites. Odds on, they should get to the Western Conference. I do believe they will. You don't win 64, 65 games on a fluke. They've been the most consistent team. They're well coached. They have two absolute killers in crunch time. If the game is close, in Chris Paul and Devin Booker, they've got defense on the wings, who, in my opinion, the defensive player of the year, Mikal Bridges. They've got a man in the middle who can stretch the floor, block shots, rebounds, in Ayton. They are the best team in basketball. But it's the time to go out and show it. I think they're still a little ticked off about losing, being up 2-0 in the finals versus Milwaukee and losing four straight. This kind of reminds me of the year when San Antonio should have beat Miami in the finals when Ray Allen hit the tying three.
Yeah.
And they go on to lose that series in the finals. But San Antonio comes back the next year and wins it. It kind of reminds me a little bit of that for Phoenix. They should have won last season. They didn't. They're ticked off, and they come back even better, and they end up winning the championship. I could very well see that.
And then in the East, you like the Bucks. So are we looking at a repeat of Bucks-Suns?
I do. I really do.
How about if not the Bucks, then who?
If it's not the Bucks, I like to go with consistency and defense. And
Boston?
No, I could see Miami.
Okay.
I could see Miami just because they're tough enough. They got championship experience in the head coach at Eric Spoelstra. Tucker is 1 year removed from winning it in Milwaukee. And I know a lot of times you don't know what you're going to get from Jimmy Butler, but what you will get is heart and hustle. And I think Bam Adebayo doesn't get enough credit for what he does at both ends of the floor. I could see Miami, if it's not Milwaukee, I could see Miami representing the East.
What is it about Jimmy Butler that's a mystery, Reg?
I think he's a throwback to the 80s and 90s type players where he holds his teammates, as well as we saw in the video, coaches accountable. He gets into it with his teammates, and I respect him. I love him. I love his fire. I always have. I think his heart is always in the right place. To me, I think there's always better times for him to display that as opposed to on the court with millions watching in today's age with cameras everywhere. But I always think his heart is always in the right place because at the end of the day, all he wants to do is win.
Yeah. I saw where Kyrie was disappointed that he was not on the 75 greatest players of all time list. And I think he referred to conspiracy theorist kind of, that's the reason why he's not on the top 75. Talent-wise, he should be, but he was never first-team All-Pro. He did hit one big shot, but should Kyrie be on the top 75 players of all time? And why isn't he?
You can make a case for a lot of people. Dwight Howard, Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, and obviously Kyrie. There's a lot of players. Alex English. So everyone has a gripe, and I understand where he's coming from. And as a player, you should feel that, right? He should feel that. And you're right about the talent-wise. Talent-wise, absolutely. But he's been injured. He's been hurt a lot. I know he has a championship to his name, and the reason why they have that championship is because of that big shot he made. But everyone has a gripe who's on the outside looking in, and rightfully so, they should be. You should feel like you're one of the top 75 players in the world.
And I think that it's talent-wise, he's as good a ball handler as I've ever seen. I just don't know if he's a great player all the time. I think he's a fascinating player. I can't count on him. And then when he wanted to have his own team in Cleveland, LeBron came in. He did hit the big shot. Then he wanted to have his own team. He went to Boston. That didn't work out well. Then he goes to Brooklyn and decides, KD, I'm not going to be playing home games with you. So I think he's definitely interesting. But I don't know if he's a top 75 player. Talent, yes. Player, no.
And I think all those things that you just outlined probably factored into whoever was doing the voting for this 75 team, right? I'm sure they laid all that out and went through the pros and cons. But let me be clear here. Uncle Drew, in terms of talent, ball handling, shot making, and artistry, he's box office.
Wait, were you in the van with him when he got traded? When you guys were shooting that movie?
Yeah. It was Shaq, myself, C Webb, and Kyrie. And we're getting ready to do our van scene, and we all had our phones underneath like one of the pillows in there, and they all went off at the same time. And we all looked at it. And then we all looked at him. He just started shaking his head. And he's like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to Boston. And we were like, well, okay, let's do this. Yeah, yes, we were.
Is there a sequel?
God, I hope so. That was fun to make. It was fun.
It looked like you guys had a lot of fun. But I haven't heard anything about a sequel.
Well, maybe it was fun to make, but the one thing I will not miss is 5 hours of makeup every single day. That I will not miss.
Because what you normally have on a normal day is 4 hours of makeup, right?
Well, normally for games, it's about 3.5 yeah. when I'm in the chair ready to call games. Yeah, 3.5. Yeah. Get it right.
All right. Reg will be on the call. The Clippers and the Timberwolves. Any chance Kawhi Leonard plays if the Clippers advance?
I think he possibly could come back, but they would have to advance, in my opinion, to the conference finals.
Oh, okay.
If we want to see Kawhi.
And Zion, you're there in New Orleans. Is there any possibility, if the Pelicans happen to advance, that Zion will play?
His stepdad says he wants to see him play this season. Well, this season for them, they have a game Wednesday versus the Spurs. I don't see it, but if they get into the first round, I would not be surprised.
All right,
if
Reg.
They find a way to make it.
Safe travels. Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, Theodore. Love you, Danette.
That's Reggie Aloysius Miller. Yeah, I mentioned the Warriors. They just played the Warriors. The Pelicans have the Spurs. And I wonder, you know, Zion might be more likely to play than Kawhi. But if they had go, you know, to the Western Conference Finals, maybe you get Kawhi. But it feels like Zion, I mean, he's been cleared to play 5-on-5, that maybe we do see him. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com. The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. Seems to be some different reports on if the Yankees are going to re-sign Aaron Judge. That it was a done deal, then maybe it's not a done deal. I wouldn't be ponying up that kind of money for Aaron Judge. I love the story, but this is a guy who's missed 50 games, 60 games, 32 games, 14 games over the last four seasons. So you're averaging about 40 missed games each year. And now you're getting older. I'm not. Now, will they probably do it? Yes, but I would not be signing. I hate these 10-year deals. I just don't. I want a player who wants to continue to try to earn that next contract. Not, hey, let's just settle in. I got 10 years, $400 million. What could go wrong? I would not be paying Aaron Judge that kind of money. Yeah, Paulie.
Aaron Judge, also, I think he feels younger than he is. He's about to turn 30.
Yeah.
Remember, we had someone on the show a bunch of years ago there talk about Aaron Judge, and they're talking about Jason Hayward. Remember when he was a star player when he came out right with the Braves? And they said tall guys with big swings like that, the back half of their career, it usually doesn't work out well. They lose the speed, they lose the quickness, and a big swing, you can't really fix it.
Yeah, I don't like it. I would not be paying him, but, you know, the Yankees are, you know, with the Yes Network, they want eyeballs, they want people that you know, they want stars, and they sort of treat it like it's a network TV show, like their version of Friends. They want those big-name players. Did you see where Gerrit Cole was pitching opening day against the Red Sox? And the pregame festivities went 4 minutes longer, and he just had a fit. He was so angry because it messed up his schedule. Can you imagine? You pay this guy $300 million, and he's like, you know, it threw me off. So he gave up 3 runs in the first inning against the Red Sox. Yeah, Paul.
I thought he was kidding when he said it. He wasn't. He said, that was an unforeseen challenge. The festivities got a little away from the schedule. He was scheduled to pitch at 108, and thoughts and prayers, he didn't start pitching until 112.
Pitchers are the biggest group of babies in professional sports.
God. Yeah, we look at receivers as divas.
Whoa, go a day early? What? When? I'm supposed to long toss today. I can't.
I'm supposed to play golf today.
Yeah, I'm supposed to long toss today. I can't come in the seventh to help any. Oh my gosh.
I know.
Can you imagine, though, being Aaron Judge and turning down, saying no to $230 million? Like, not enough.
I know.
Not enough?
Yeah. Well, I remember Max Scherzer turned down the Tigers' offer. Sports Illustrated had him on the cover, and like, this man just turned down whatever, how many millions of dollars? Yeah, Paul.
So there's video of Gerrit Cole at the top of the step of the dugout.
No, I saw it. I'm watching the game.
Let's, you know what, go.
He was so upset. It was like 4 minutes. That's the kind of guy you want in a big situation in the playoffs, you know, because he can handle that stress. Yes, he.
I wonder if he's it's really just misplaced anger about other things that may have been taken out of his repertoire.
I'm not allowed to use that junk on the baseball anymore.
What happened to my spin rate or whatever the hell?
Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, all his spider tacks fresh out. Yeah. Okay, if you do anything for a living, his schedule is really specific. I'm sure his pregame routine is very specific. Dan, you have a routine for whatever you do on the show. Let's say for some reason our show got bumped back 4 minutes because whatever was going on with the show before us.
Or they said you had to start 4 minutes earlier.
Right.
I think I'm going to be okay.
Would you be a little shaken for that first segment, though, Dan?
I could be. I mean, I could be. I could be unnerved by that. But you're watching, and I'm going, what is he upset about? And then found out later that he was upset that the pregame festivities went 4 minutes too long. Billy Crystal's throwing out the first pitch. It's like, come on, throw the pitch. I got to get out there. Yeah, Marv.
What's he going to do if they're in the World Series?
I know.
You won't have to worry about that. let's talk about something you got to worry about. I mean,
wow.
The odds are on my side on this, that joke.
That's not nice. That, accurate, but not nice.
That is a shot.
Sorry.
We've got to start gearing up. The NFL draft is a little more than 2 weeks away. Paulie, do you still want your bet a quarterback is taken in the first 13 picks? I'm not letting you back out of it. I'm saying if you could back out of it, would you?
Absolutely not. I would.
Are you doubling down?
I mean, let me think about this one for a second. I'd like to think. I feel really good about this bet.
Okay.
A quarterback in the top 13.
Okay.
They always get crazy on draft day.
Somebody does. All it takes is one.
If someone wants to put some cash on, I would love to. Do they do odds like that? Can we get our odds people? See, we can get our odds people to put a bet on that, right?
Can you check with DraftKings and see if they have odds on when the first quarterback is taken? What's the over-under?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because we established it at 13 and a half.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll go, Vegas is saying, the Dan Patrick Show is saying.
Nick in Florida. Hey, Nick, best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, Dan. Long time, second time.
All right.
Best of the weekend, first time at the Masters. It was awesome, man. Everything was true about it. Got a lot of the flavors in, so I tasted a lot of things. The breakfast sandwich, very underrated. Egg salad on point, pimento cheese, chicken salad, all of it.
Yeah, you did well.
They don't lay. Yeah. Oh, I had to because I didn't know if I was going to make it back. You got to taste it all.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't label the drinks. They just say sports drink light, domestic light, import light. And then we top it all off. We were on 18 when Rory chipped it in and then Colin followed it up. I mean, that was spectacular. So
great time.
The worst.
Yeah.
Worst part about it real quick, Dan, didn't bring sunscreen. Didn't bring a hat. Got a nice burn. But I'm from Florida, so I'm used to it.
Thank you, Nick. Yeah, those people who sit there all day, and you got to get there early, and then you put down your chair, and no cell phones. You're just there, and you're baking. Not actually bacon, but baking. Yeah, Paul.
Can we create a product like Golfer's Tint? Because their foreheads are ghastly white, and then they're from eyebrows down, they've got these great tans. Maybe like a nice little tinting formula. Get Callaway on it or something.
Barry, Santa Fe. Hi, Barry.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. Garrett Cole is a pansy. Friday night, Max Scherzer had a 15-minute delay at the beginning of the game because the Nationals couldn't put their damn lights on. And then there was another 10-minute delay while the two teams were fighting because the Mets got beamed twice.
Yeah.
So you could have Garrett Cole. Thank you. Best of the weekend. My Mets take 3 out of 4 from Washington. Worst of the weekend, the god-awful Apple TV broadcast of the game. Ooh, fine. Makes me yearn for the days of John Kruk on Sunday Night Baseball.
Thank you, Barry. Let's go around the room what we learned in the program. I'll start with you, Todd.
Nick Faldo is just one monitor, so he sees only what we, the TV audience, sees, but sitting at 18, couldn't resist reacting to what Rory did out of the bunker.
Yeah, he just looked out the tower, and then, you know, he couldn't deceive the audience. He's like, spoiler alert, Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, Nick Faldo, human, believe it or not.
Yes, he is. Yes, he's got feelings. Marvin.
Reggie Miller wants Uncle Drew sequel.
Paulie.
Scott Scheffler. It's got to be Scott Scheffler someday.
Todd, what did I learn?
Reginald Aloysius Miller thinks it's embarrassing the way the Lakers have treated Frank Vogel, laying the blame at his and Russell Westbrook's feet.
Callaway's Chrome Soft isn't just for better players. It's better for everyone. Men, women, major winners, weekend warriors. Chrome Soft. Chrome Soft X. Chrome Soft XLS. That's the best tour performance for every type of game. Find yours at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. Good way to start the week. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out the show. Simply Safe Home Security, U.S. News, PC Magazine, Popular Science. They all agree with me on one thing. Simply Safe is the best home security system of 2021. And U.S. News agrees with me. Simply Safe is the best home security of 2022. Protect your whole home around the clock, every door, every window, every room. You get 24/7 professional monitoring, the best in the business. They will send police, firefighters, or EMTs to your home. It's going to cost you less than $1 a day. Set it up in around 30 minutes, delivered right to your home. No long-term contract. Try it for 60 days risk-free and see if you like it. If you don't, send it back free of charge. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a couple of minutes at simplysafedan.com. Go to today, claim a free indoor security camera, plus you'll get 20% off with interactive monitoring. It's simplysafedan.com. Claim the free indoor security camera, plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. simplysafedan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.